Let's call it a series now. I don't want to just sterilize it. I don't want to put it in my series, but you started off on following the inward wisdom. We'll have a couple of those people. But they'll all just fall into a series on leading and perception. Leading and perception series. Hallelujah. So a lot of last week, from where we stopped sometimes in the beginning of the year, where we started talking about recognizing the voice of God, right? Leading and perception, yeah. So we're trying to take it up from there into a few weeks more. Just expound on what we've started discussing. And we're focusing on following the inward witness. Hallelujah. So, you know, it is a teaching that will take us into weeks. I know that. Hallelujah. But, you know, there's something about the leading of God's Spirit for us as believers. It's not something we need occasionally. No. The leading of God's Spirit is it's not for a while, not for some time. No, it's what we always need every day, every time. Hallelujah. Okay, follow me. God's leading is what the believer needs every second. Are you following me? So God's leading is not one off. Brother God, it's not one off. There's some people who it's only when they have problem they'll remember, oh, I have a teaching on leading and perception. Let me go and listen to it again to know if this is the voice of God. No. Hallelujah. It's something that we need to keep reminding ourselves over and again. Glory to God. So let's take off from this point. Matthew 28, from verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and in the earth. Say, go therefore, make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Say, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Say, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Hallelujah. Mark 16, 4, verse 15. And he said to them, go therefore and preach the gospel. Say, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Say, he that believes not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they will cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. Right? So they will take up serpents. And if they shall drink anything, deadly things shall not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick and the sick will recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, with the Lord walking with and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Hallelujah. Luke 24 from verses 45. And he opened his understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. He says, and thus it is written, and thus he behoves Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. And a repentance and remission of sins will be preached in his name amongst all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. John 20, 22 to 23. And they said to them, receive, and he breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sin ye remit, are remitted. And whosoever ye retain, are retained. Hallelujah. So this we say is Jesus' closing remark, or put Jesus' closing instruction. Hallelujah. So we have a couple of things to look at today. Hallelujah. So he said these are Jesus' closing instructions. And we said they will be instructions of scriptures, right? Right? They will be instructions of scriptures. They will be God's instructions to man. Hallelujah. They will be God's instructions to man. Because we say Jesus is God, right? Now you can't have theology outside, or your theology must lead to Christology. And Christology will always point to theology. Hallelujah. So that means you can't know theology outside Christology. Hallelujah. So because Christology is the study of theology. What about following me? So if that be, so that means the instructions of Jesus will be instructions of God. Right? And Luke made us see that Jesus read from scripture. So that means there will be instructions of scriptures. So if that be the case, Jesus' instruction will be instructions of God. Then that, and with the same thing will be instructions of scripture. So that means you can't have a theology outside the scriptures. Are you following me? You can't have theology outside the scriptures. Hallelujah. Very important. Glory to God. And we say we could summarize that instruction into what? Make disciples, right? Go make disciples, and what will happen in discipleship? So that we can summarize that instruction to be the entrance into discipleship and what will happen in discipleship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Very, very important. So something like we pointed out on Saturday was the fact that because Jesus will restrict himself to scriptures, it's something we'll see shortly today. If Jesus will restrict himself to scriptures, it then means, I as a believer, because remember we said a good disciple is a good follower, right? A good disciple is a good follower. And as disciples of Jesus, followers of Jesus, we have to restrict ourselves to the boundaries of scriptures. Always take note of that. Is it that is basic hypnotic? Basic way of interpreting scriptures. Restrict your explanation to scriptures. You're a child of God. Hope you're following me. So restrict it. Learn to do that. There are boundaries in scriptures that you must not overcross. Hope you're following me. Don't overcross it. There are boundaries. Scriptures, for example, say you are joint head. Right? Right? That is the boundary. Know what the boundary is. Don't go further. Like that guy that said, let's say now, God dies. How? You get that? You are going out of boundary. What does say God died? We are as qualified as Jesus to sit on the throne. That is heresy. You see that? You have left the boundaries of scriptures. Hallelujah. Rush through this. So, you know, that is going beyond the boundaries of scripture. Hope you follow me. Hallelujah. You should not find where your road ends. Glory to God. Or somebody said, Jesus is Lord. As he is, so are we, for example. I say, hey, as he is. So Jesus is God. Me, I am, or Jesus is Lord, I am Lord. You know what that is? You say, I am as equal as God. You know what I mean? I say, I can come and help God because I'm as equal as God. Come on now. Give yourself a small brain. Okay, for you. Even if you don't, just give yourself brain. That's what this you don't say. Amen? Amen? Your right hand privilege is on Christ doesn't mean you will become psycho. Okay, for you. I wish to have a neighbor one time like that. There are some Christian songs that there are some songs that you sing like for Jesus, like I don't know what is it, giving God glory. Now the lady will remove God's name and put her name. That is insanity. Come on, follow me. Insanity. Amen. Like I am. Okay. No, the other one is even... That song is like that. You just put her name there. Amen? Glory to God. All the glory must be to the Lord. You know, all the glory must be to me. As he is, so am I. You have passed boundaries. Amen? I am the Lord who never fails. I am the Lord who never fails. I am the Lord who never fails, who never fails. I will never fail forevermore. Kudos. Amen? You know your boundaries. Hope you're following me. Are you saying some kind of wrong? Actually, we discovered that the lady was actually psycho. So her psycho will make her sing Christian songs. Songs that are meant for God, I put her name there. I am the Lord who never fails. Interesting. Amen. And you're begging for food. You are broke. This is your Lord. This is your curious is a curious.
Amen. So there are things that happen. So you must know your boundaries in scriptures. Are you following me? You must know that there are boundaries. And those boundaries you must keep. So Jesus also, reading scriptures, reading from the scriptures of the men he chose. You see that? Those men, scriptures were written by men. God's men, right? Right? Yes, God had to restrict himself to the words of his men. That should give you brain. Hallelujah! Should give you sense. To restrict your explanation to Bible words. Hope you're following me. Have a boundary to your study. Glory to God. Glory to God. So very important. I have something in my notes. Just like Jesus, I shouldn't speak down the scriptures. Because Jesus didn't. Word of God. Jesus didn't. So I shouldn't speak down the scriptures. I shouldn't speak down any of God's prophets. Like we saw Moses the last time. I shouldn't be found doing that because Jesus never spoke down on Moses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Speaking down on God's prophets in scriptures or men that God used to write scriptures is not inspiration by God. I don't know if you say God has sent me as the messenger of the last day to louden Jesus and bring Moses to naught. See, you are heretic. Hope you are following me. You are heretic. Especially some people who renown themselves as great preachers. You should be careful of that. Hope you are following me. It's never an inspiration from God. It can be God. We're going to see that shortly. It can be Christ-like. We are Christians. Christ-alike. Hope you are following me. So it can be that Christ-like. Because if it is Christ-like, I will speak like Jesus concerning his prophets. Right? Right? Jesus never spoke down Moses, nor David, nor any of the prophets. So I shouldn't speak down God's prophets at any point. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So very, very important. And last time, which is on Saturday, we saw from 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says, verse 15, it says, all scriptures are given by the inspiration of God. Are you following me? Are given by the inspiration of God. Very important. So if scriptures are given by the inspiration of God, we can say scriptures are spirit inspired. Right? Spirit inspired. And we say the word and the spirit, they agree. That is, they are the same. They agree. I put in my note, they complement each other. They agree. The word is the spirit. Jesus said in John 6, verse 63, he said, the word that I speak unto you, that is the word logos. Something we'll see shortly. Is the word in the Hebrew, dabar. He said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirits and are life. That is, they are spirits. Hallelujah. The words I speak to you are spiritual, are spirit. Do you see that? So Jesus makes us see that the word and the spirit agree. They are the same. They are used interchangeably. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. They agree. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that means if the word and the spirit agree, it then means that the Holy Ghost will not inspire rebellion outside the written word. Hope you follow me. The Holy Ghost will not inspire rebellion. The Holy Ghost will not tell you, inspire you to say to scriptures, leave that thing. Leave that one. No. Hope you follow me. So when you begin to see a believer, someone talk to you and say, leave scripture one side. Leave it one, leave that one, leave that one. Just know it's not inspired by the Holy Ghost. Even no matter how the amount of visions he say he saw. Hope you follow me. Remember, you don't know a believer by their experiences. You know a believer by the word. Hope I've shown you that, right? The one of the CLCs. A believer is known by the word. By the word. Glory to God. By the word. When Peter spoke concerning Jesus, Jesus said, blessed are thou Simon by Jonah. By Jonah. That means the revelation of Christ is the revelation of the believer. Okay, follow me. So you watch out for men. They will tell you, leave the word. I got it on direct from the Holy Ghost. No! The Holy Ghost will not contradict the word. Okay, follow me.
The Holy Ghost wouldn't, because the Holy Ghost inspires the Word. The Word and the Spirit are one and the same.
Hope you're following that. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
So when it says in John, that John 6:63, it says, the words that I speak to you are spirit and are life. Now his words there, when you use the words that I speak to you, now his words there, because we say Jesus will restrict himself to the boundaries of scriptures, right? Right? So, very important. So that means the words used by Jesus, I need you to look at me now. The words used by Jesus, I would say, is a summary of the words of the prophets, right? Right? Come on. Is it the summary of the words of the prophets? So that's the way he said, the words that I speak, I mean, unto your spirit and our life. Is it the summary of the words of the prophets? So those words, Genesis to Malachi, are spirits. Right? So what was he talking about in John 6? He was talking about him as the bread, right? Him as the water of life. Him, his blood as what? The spirit, right? Would that be words of Moses and the prophet? Emphatically, yes. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. So if that is what we receive in a new birth, when I get to the epistles, what will I find them? I will not find them talk much about blood, right? What will I find? I'll find the word spirit, right? I'll find the word new beginning, right? I will find the word, hope you're following me. So that means, can we extend that definition of Jesus' word logos, I mean Jesus' word, John 6:63, from the words that I speak to you are spirit and are life, right? So we can extend that word from not just the words of the prophet, also the words of his disciples, right? Right? Because the words of his disciples are his words. Right? And will be found in the 39 books. Hallelujah! So that means the words of scripture, Genesis down to Malachi, will be spirit. So, Paul will now say, all scriptures are inspired by the Lord. But, I hope you're following me. All scriptures are inspired by God. Inspired. So, I hope you're following that. And that means they are spirits. Glory to God. Yes, spirit. Glory to God. So, we said, going further, since that is it, then the acceptance of the word in the new birth is the acceptance of the spirit. Right? We said that on Saturday. That acceptance of the word in the new birth is the acceptance of the spirit. And we say, Paul will say, that is the work of the spirit in the new birth. Is what apodexis. When the gospel is preached, he calls it apodexis. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4. Hallelujah. He calls it the demonstration of the Spirit. The demonstration. Apodexis. God's Spirit putting for light on the dark surface of man's heart. Hope you follow me there. Hallelujah. So when a man gets saved, he said, what happened when he got saved? You know, I'm saying this like this because of what I said years back. I said, when a man got saved, he sees the kingdom. You don't need to enter into the kingdom. That is why you don't go for Holy Ghost baptism. Amen. How about that for doctrine? Glory to God. You don't go for Holy Ghost baptism. And it's a little funny thing years back. So when a man gets born again, he accepts the word. I remember that very well. He accepts the word. The word, not just accept the word, you now have to accept the spirit. Oh, it's just contradiction. Hallelujah. That's contradiction yourself, because to accept the word is to accept the spirit. What are you following me? Yeah, that was far back. Far back 20, 24, 25, 26. Even if I met him, that's what I used to say. Hallelujah. What are you following me? So, it's to accept the spirit. So that means in the new birth, what we receive is the Spirit. Right? We receive the Word, we receive the Spirit. So Jesus will say in John 14, we didn't get here on Saturday. John 14, let's look at it again. John 14, from verse 16. It says, if ye love me, ye keep my commandments. Right? What is the commandment? John 14:1. Let your heart be not troubled, or let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe in me also. That is his commandment. Believe. Is that a new birth? Is that a new birth? If you love me, you keep my commandment, the new birth. Believe. Believe his words, right? And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. He says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, nor knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, quickly, let's look at this. So, when he speaks and he says, I will pray the Father. Right? So, when he says, I will pray the Father, one thing you must have in mind is, he was talking about what will be received in the new birth. Right? He says, if you love me, you will keep my commandment, and I will pray the Father. Now, when you do what I will pray, would imply what he would give in the completion of his task. That word, to pray, is what one receives after a task is completed. So when he says, I'll pray the Father, and he'll give you another comforter. So when he says, I will pray, is after what you receive after a completed task. And what will be the task? Verses 2 into 3, John 14. What is that task? He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If we not so, I would have told you, I go prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again. You see that? And receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. We say, and whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. You see that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, when he uses that word in verse 2, I go to the Father, he was talking about the resurrection. I go to the Father. Glory to God. And what does he refer to? I go. He said, I will come again and receive you to myself. Hallelujah. So his going is not just a going away. It's not a going away. No, his going is the indwelling. Hope you're following me. So, Luke will put it this way. Ought not the Christ to suffer these things and to enter? Now that word to enter, some people think the enter is going to mean he went back to where he was. No. The word, when you use the word enter, is used for where you have not been before. Hallelujah. And that was the indwelling. Are you following me? Glory to God. And enter into his glory. That is the I will receive you to myself. Are you following me? Glory to God. So that indwelling, that going to the Father is the indwelling. He said, I will come again. He said, I will not leave you orphans. Look at verse 18. I will come to you. That is, I will receive you to myself. Hallelujah. That is the indwelling. So the indwelling is Jesus coming back to us. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory to God. So the task will be the indwelling or the resurrection. Right? The resurrection. So in the resurrection, I will give you the Spirit. Is that verse 14? Right? Is that verse 16? Exactly. In the resurrection, I will give you the Spirit. Look at a few chapters before now, chapter 7, verse 39. Chapter 7, verse 39. I'll start from verse 38. Are you there? 38. It says, okay, so I'll start from verse 37. It says, in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He said, for he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Said, but this spoke he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. You know what was not yet glorified? That Luke 24. Enter into his glory. Right? Enter into his glory. So when he says, you know, for not yet glorified, it means he hasn't arisen or he has not died. Hope you're following me. Amen? So in the resurrection, he entered into his glory. He is glorified. Hope you're following me. that is the indwelling.
Okay, following me.
Okay.
Glory, glory, glory.
So that means in the new birth, we have the Spirit.
Look at 1 Corinthians 1.
I mean, 1 Corinthians 2, 12. Paul says the same thing. He said, we've received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. You see that? So in the new birth, what we receive? The Spirit of God. Hallelujah. That said, John 8, 12, we saw that last week. He says, then he spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Hallelujah. So, we said last week, Saturday, that the indwelling is light. Was that what we said? Okay, you can get that teaching. Hallelujah. The indwelling is light. I will call that light force, direction, right? Force, direction, like a flood lamp. Direction. Hallelujah. So, we said that indwelling is the leading of God. Paul will say, referring to the indwelling in Romans 8:14. Look at Romans 8:14. He said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God. He said, they are the sons of God. Did you see that? As many as are led by the Spirit of God. So that one, when he uses the word led there, he uses the word ago. It's used for the new birth. So that means he's telling you that the new birth is God bearing us. Hallelujah. He's God leading us. Like the word ago is how you bear a child. How you carry for the child. How you bear a child. And I said, as many as are led. So he called that new birth God leading. In Colossians 1:13, he says, in the light. Right? In the light, verse 12, partakers of the saints in the light, he delivers you from darkness. You see that? That is, he has translated you to the kingdom of the Son of his love. So that means in the light. What is, when you say in the light, where does your mind go to? John 8, right? He that follows you will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Glory to God. Hope you are there. I guess I'm being too far. Colossians 1 verse 12. Colossians 1 12. Let's go together. Colossians 1, are you there? Look at verse 12. Alright, it says, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us to the kingdom of his dear son. This is that, the son of his love, brother. Hope you're following me. So, in the light, what did he do? He delivers us from darkness. So, when you hear light, your mind goes back to where? John 8. Light is what we receive in the new birth, right? So that light in the new birth, who was I before the new birth? Genesis 1, 2. The earth was without form and void and darkness was upon the surface of the deep, right? Look at Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2. Hope you're following me. Ephesians 2. It says, wherein in time past, ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. He said, the spirit that now walketh in the sons of disobedience. That is darkness. Did you see that? Darkness. Now, he says, now in the light, so when a man gets saved, what happens? He receives the spirit. The spirit is light. Light, right? Is it light? So he receives light, right? Paul now says that light is what? Deliverance from darkness. Let me follow you. Hallelujah. So that means when he now uses the word and has translated us, he uses that word translated us for you to see that is the leading. Let me follow you. Hallelujah. So God leads us in his spirit that he has given to us. Let me follow you. Let me follow you. God leads us in his spirit. Glory to God. How does God lead us in his spirit? In the light. Hallelujah. Very vital. It will come out shortly in this series. Hallelujah. So, let me put it this way. We could say, since God leads us in the Spirit, then we could say all the leading of God is given to us in the Spirit, received in the new birth. All the leading of God is given to us in the Spirit in the new birth. So that means you can't say the believer is without leading. The believer is always led. Hope you're following. The believer is always led. Or put, the believer is not without leading, without the leading of the Spirit. God is always leading the believer. So therefore, that means as a believer, I shouldn't be found saying, I am confused. Or I don't know what step to take. You know, you shouldn't be saying that. Hallelujah. Come on, we're going to get into some practical things. You shouldn't be fine saying that. Yeah. Someone, actually, I'm like, should I apply for visa or not? Shouldn't be fine saying that. Why? I don't know whether to, I don't know whether it's got me for me to jata or for me to paja. See, I'm a paja, you do. Coming to ask me nonsense. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I heard a story of someone who just left the country. I said I was sharing with some of our pastors. At least, yeah, we are doing 9 to 5, right? Say it's 9 to 5 we are doing. We are going to work 9 to 5. That is like 8 hours. Are you ready? Person left this country, person in this region, and person is doing 20 hours job to be able to pay bills. Amen? Glory, glory, glory. Amen. 20 hours. And we will do 2 jobs. Do morning and night shift. Because you are paid per hour. So you are becoming jackie of the hour. For 20 hours I can pay my bills. That you can put on social media. Hallelujah.
Some
people don't need Hallelujah. That's not what I'm teaching you today. Let's just continue. Nonsense. Pastor, sir, is it God's will? No, we're going to answer some of those questions in this teaching. Is it God's will? It's not only God's will, it's a third will. God's will, sir. Some people are just so funny. It's just very funny, very very funny when you hear them. I've been searching. My spirit, because they know you're a pastor, so they want to use the Bible. So I've been searching my spirit, okay. So what problem do you want? When you now use grammar, they now confuse the people that are okay. God will help you in your search, man. Amen. Yeah, you searching. Glory to God. Come on, the believer is not without God's leading. A believer should not say, I'm confused. You know, if there's nothing I've taught you, you should know that you are not supposed to say it. Remember following me? You're not supposed to say, I'm confused as a child of God. How do you just know I'm confused? No! How do you say that? Remember? Yeah? I used to remember years back, I used to tell people this, and I usually say, I don't say, I don't know. They ask a question in class, I don't, you don't know, I don't know. We are not only have the answer, I say, sir, I don't have the answer now. I am careful of this thing, I don't know. Amen? I think that was wrong. I said, well, the moment you say I don't know, it shuts your brain from thinking about it. I don't know how true that nonsense is, but that's true. Amen? I just some things you shouldn't be found saying as a believer. Words of impossibility. You have to let go for... They say, sir, I don't think it will work. You don't do what? No. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So as believers, quickly. So as believers, you don't use such words. I'm confused. How can you say you're confused? And then, what is God saying? You say, sorry. You know, have you ever people say, I'm in the dark about it?
Very funny. I'm in the dark about that leading.
No, don't say such words.
Hallelujah. The believer is not confused. Hallelujah. The believer doesn't say he doesn't know what to do. The believer doesn't say that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the question you now ask yourself is, okay, why is it that believers, why is it that people tend to say things like, I don't know what to do? Why do you think people now say things like, or why do believers don't really sometimes know what to do? Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
But you know, as a child of God, even if at some certain points you don't actually know the right step to take concerning something, at that point, you know, you shouldn't say, I don't know the right step to take. What are you following? You don't say such kind of words like, I don't know the right step to take. No, don't say that. Hallelujah. Don't say that. Say, you know, you don't really know what decision to take. And you know, as a child of God, you shouldn't say, I'm confused. No. What I think I'm confused, say, you just say, I have the light of God's word. I have God's light. I can't be confused. I know what to do by time. Hallelujah. I know the steps to take. I know the road to take. Hallelujah. You should say that to yourself. Well, you see, things can be happening messy around you. Messy around you. Like when I mean messy, I mean things can be happening sharp, sharp. You know, there's sometimes things just happen so fast and everything just being messy. God. Confused. No, don't say I'm confused. Hallelujah. Just say to yourself, I have light. I have direction. I know what step to take. Hallelujah. I will not fail. I will not fall. I will not fail. I will not fall. I will not fail. I will not fall. Have the right. I know what to do. I know the right step to take. Hallelujah. Me as a pastor, I say words like, I have light. I know what decision to take. I will not fail. I will not fall. I say that also. I will not fail. I will not fall. I know the right step to take. I know the right things to do. Hallelujah. Some of us, I don't even know where to go to. No, I know where to go to. Hallelujah. You don't say that. Because you know you have light. So I know where to go to. The Bible says the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. So I know where to go to. God orders my steps. Hallelujah. You know, you learn to say words like that. God orders my steps. I know where to go. I will go to the right places. I say that also. I meet the right people. I talk the right talk. I do the right things. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Even if things don't look, say, I know what to do. I just say, I know what to do. I know what to do. I'm well led. You say it to yourself, I'm well led. You know, remember, I taught us, that was in some, a year or 2 years back, I taught us to listen to that message. I said something in that message to us. I said, see, the leading of the Spirit doesn't mean sometimes it will not backfire. We will look at some of those things in the course of this teaching. Hallelujah. Sometimes you are led by the Spirit, and what you are actually led, the steps you are actually led to take, even you will not have trouble on the way. Amen. So the leading of the Spirit is not an absence, it's not the absence of trouble. Always note that. Amen. Not the absence of trouble. We'll see that as we continue. Not the absence of trouble. Sometimes then, you are led and there's trouble. What am I following me? You are led and there's trouble. But you say, is it the leader of those gossips? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Didn't God lead Paul to Jerusalem and Paul was captured? So when your eyes is on the Father, you lay and will capture the head. This God says, no, you are missing the big picture. Because God's leading, number one, as we'll see when we go further, you will see what God's leading is all about. What are you following? Did Paul win souls in Jerusalem? Massive. But that was where he was captured. Amen. Was Paul not led to Corinth? What happened to him there? Amen. So you see, you find some of those things happen, but yet it's still God's leading. Glory to God.
See, and God led me and I repeated the class. I repeat it again. It's a leading. You don't know? You don't know? It's a leading. And when you now repeat it, you now win the whole class. You miss it. Say, ha, wow. That was how I repeated. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. But that's by the way. But it's very important. You know what God's leading is. Glory to God. So where were we before I got to that point? A believer doesn't say he's confused or she's confused. Hallelujah. So why is it that believers don't know, or sometimes we say, I don't know what steps to take. I don't really know what to do. Why?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Or some people say, sir. I mean, people say, sir, I don't know what is God's voice like. Have you ever said that? So what's God's voice like? And somebody gave his cracky funny joke, he's like Calabar. Calabar voice. He asked me what God's voice like. God speaks instead of meeting. Stop talking nonsense. But people ask that such kind of question. How do you know God spoke to you? Have you heard people ask that kind of question? Eh? It's not far-fetched what the answer is. It's an untrained, listen, it's an untrained mind that has such kind of question.
Hallelujah.
So if God is leading them, they know it's God's leading, and they begin to doubt. It's an untrained mind. I hope you're following me. An untrained mind. Glory, glory, glory. It's an untrained mind. What is God's voice? We'll see God's, we'll know what God's voice is in this series. We began to answer that during the last series, right? Did we answer some a part of it? Recognizing the voice of God, differentiating dream transition, right? I mentioned a part of those things. What? I said it. I got speak to you familiar voice. Right? There's nothing like God's heavenly voice. I said some things along the line, but we'll go a bit further. Hallelujah. Here we go. They said there's nothing like, I told you that there's nothing like God's unique voice, the unique voice of God, God's language. This is God's voice. No. There's nothing like heavenly voice. Amen? Glory to God. Like this is God. No. But does God speak?
Yes.
Does God have a voice?
Yes.
Okay, my lady. Aha. But, you know, very important. Hallelujah. So, in answering that, before we look at this, let's establish or we've established the fact that the believer is well led, right? That means, first of all, establish that fact with you that the believer has all of God's leading, which is the Spirit. Are you following me? See, put it in your mind, as in solidify it in your heart that I'm not without leading. Amen. The Holy Ghost is with you forever, so you are with God leading forever. Eh? Change that here. So settle that in your heart. I am having God leading forever. I have it.
Glory to God.
So, knowing that fact that you have God living forever, yes, the responsibility of the believer is to recognize that living. Whatever you mean, is to recognize that living and follow it. You see, some people now recognize it and not follow it. So those are the dynamics. Those are the dynamics we are looking at it for me this week. Some people recognize, they can spot it. This is God's leading. But yet they don't follow it. Hallelujah. Some people can't even recognize it at all. Some people, in a bit of recognizing God's leading, they follow every voice. There's every voice. Hallelujah. Say, is this God's leading? Is this this or this? God's leading is absolute. When you use the word light, in Him there is no darkness at all. It means God's leading is absolute. God's leading will not bring, I showed us last time, because in God's leading you wouldn't have confusion. In God's leading, when you hear God's voice, in God's leading, the light is absolute light. But we saw Peter, right? After I was done with the vision, right? He was still trying to think, what is this? And God spoke, right? And he doubted every atom of darkness, every atom of doubt. So God's leading, doubts doubt. Note that. God living quenches doubt. So when you now ask yourself, maybe you are level and asking, is it God? Is it not God? Or is it my mind? It's not God. Let's get to that. If God living is God's false light, so if it is light, that means there will be no darkness. So the moment you begin to ask, is it this or this? Is it God that is talking on my mind? Is it God? Is it my mind? It's not God. Because God will not speak to you and you are doubting. Hope you're following me. You don't feel you're doubting. No. No. It's absolute. It's clear. Amen? Amen? You see, when there is any doubt, that doubt will not be from your mind. Or if there is any doubt, after you've obeyed God's leading, listen, after you obeyed God's leading, if any doubt comes, it's because of your activity. Not that there was doubt in God's leading. Hallelujah. When Jesus called forth Peter, come. You know, Peter heard this clearly. And Peter began to come. There was no, Lord, did you make mistakes, huh? You know that it's not God, right? You know that it's trusting Jesus. He didn't say, sir, now what's that day? Is it me you're calling or somebody else? Like, is it us? Jesus. But the woman heard, come. That was an open check. And Peter came out and was coming, right? Before he began to observe the wind. But take note. In the leading, in the voice of the Lord, he came. He's in doubt. That's how God leads us. Absolute. You don't have doubt. So when doubt begins to come, when there's doubt in obedience to God's voice that you think you heard, it's not God's voice. Hope you're hearing me. Amen. Amen. So it quenches doubt. He quenches darkness. See, there is no darkness at all. There is none. Hallelujah. We saw how the psalmist will put it short. Hallelujah. There is no darkness at all. There is none. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. So, since the believer is well led, that was where we were. If the believer is well led, then our responsibility is to recognize it and follow it. He was able to recognize it. So, if you say you heard God's leading and you are not sure whether it was God. Is that God? No, certainly it is not God. Hope you are hearing me. It's your mind. Yeah, it's not God. Glory to God. But when it's God, you follow all through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, let's look at Ephesians 2. Just something I need you to see. This is things. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has ordained that we should walk in them. Hallelujah. So, our responsibility is to recognize and walk in God's leading. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And walk in God's leading. So, a quick one. The reason why people have, did I call it, I don't know Satan, I don't know God's leading, I don't know if I don't know where if God is even leading me at all. I don't know if I have God's leading. It's because, first of all, I said it, and I'm saying it again like this. The reason for it is because the information of God's leading is in our spirits, right? Right? God's leading is our spirit, is in our spirit. All of God's leading, all of it is in our spirit. Right? In a new birth. But for us to follow the leading of the spirit, you need your mind. Hallelujah. You need your mind to follow his leading. Put it this way, you need your common sense. We're going to deal with common sense. as regards obeying religion. Don't worry, we'll get to common sense. Amen. A bit, I guess we'll be able to touch it. That should be better option. I guess we'll be able to touch it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we spoke about using your common sense the last time, right? Right? It's plain the reason of the spirit. So just talk about it a bit. Hallelujah. Because why? Information flows to the mind from the spirit as revelation. So that means when the reason why people begin to doubt, have I heard God's voice? Are you sure I've heard God's voice? Are you sure I'm not leading? It's because you've not received those information from the spirit into your mind. So you need your mind. Hallelujah. You know, Paul will say in Romans 12, he said, don't be conformed to this world. He said, but be thou what? Transformed. Romans 12. He said, be thou transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't be conformed to this world. Right? Don't be conformed. Don't try to change who you are to be like them. No. He said, but be transformed where? In your mind. So you have to renew your mind. Hallelujah. With information of what has happened to you in the new birth. Hallelujah. By the renewing of your mind. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So I will say that information from the spirit to the mind is called revelation. Right? Hallelujah. So if that is the case and it's in our spirit, then that now tells you why Paul will pray for them. Right? Look at all of Paul's prayer. From Ephesians chapter number, from Ephesians down to Philippians and Colossians. It will go prayer towards what? Their understanding being enlightened. Ephesians 1, 4, verse 16. Hallelujah. Their understanding being enlightened. That is the mind. Enlightened with what? Enlightened with information that is in the spirit. Did you see that? Information that is in the spirit. You see, their eyes of their understanding will be enlightened. Information in the spirit. So what does he call that information? He said, I pray that the Lord will grant unto you the spirit of wisdom. That is wisdom of the spirit, which is called what? Revelation in the knowledge of him. You see that? So where is the revelation? In the spirit. Right? Right?
Yes,
hallelujah. Hope you are following that. Very, very vital. He calls it revelation in the knowledge of him. So that is the revelation of the knowledge in him. I mean of Christ. That is in the spirit. Glory to God. And what will Paul do? Paul will proceed to write to them, or he will proceed to speak to them about this information. So that means the way we get this information, we're going to look at it as we progress. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So one will say they are written. Glory to God. Okay, follow me. So that means if the mind needs to be enlightened, that means the mind is very vital in carrying out God's plan, following God's leading. The mind is very vital. The mind is very vital. Very, very vital. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the question will now be, what is God's voice? Look at Psalms 119, verses 1 and 5. Psalms 119, verse 1 and 5. Question is, what is God's voice? So, first of all, where do we find God's voice first? We'll find God's voice first. God's word is, God's voice is in His Spirit. Hallelujah. Never forget that. Hallelujah. Amen. So Psalm 119. He says, thy word is a lamp unto. Come on, are you there? Psalm 119, verse 105. Okay. Are you there? He said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Right?
The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now when he uses the word thy word, when you say thy word, now that word word is the Hebrew word dabar. Dabar. So you say the word is a lamp unto my feet. It shows direction. A light unto my path. Is this that? Is that direction? Thy word is a light unto my path. Direction. Is this that? So God's word. Listen. God, put it this way. God dabar. Is that right? God dabar is direction. Nobody following me. God dabar is direction. Go to God. God's word is direction. So let's see something. He says, a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That word path is the Hebrew word natid. Natid. N-A-T-H-I-Y-D. Natid. It's used for a way, a track, a pathway. So that word dabar, let's get back to dabar. Dabar is used for a speech, like a language. Dabar is used for a language. Who are following me? Hallelujah. Dabar is used for a language. In Genesis 11 verse 1, look at that, Genesis 11 1, Dabar is used for a language. Get back to Genesis 11 1. Yes it is. He says, and the whole earth was with one language and one speech. That is the word speech, Dabar. One language and in one speech, Dabar. It is for a language. It is for a person, or put it is for God. In Genesis 15, verses 1, it says, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision. That is Dabar Yahweh. The word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. Fear not, I am thy shield and thy exceedingly great reward. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's for used for a person. Hallelujah. It's also used for what is written. What is written? So that Hebrew word. So we're going to explore that word dabar in the coming days. Hallelujah. We're going to explore that word dabar. Is this for God's voice? Hallelujah. God wants a speech, a language for a person, for what is written. So that word dabar is where the Greek have the word logos. Where the Greek have the word logos. Hallelujah. Logos. So just look at it that way. When John will now write and I say the word became flesh and tabernacled among us, is writing for Moses. Right? Writing for Moses. Abraham will see the dabar of God in a vision. Do you see that? And then John will now say, and that dabar became flesh. Do you see that? And tabernacled among us. The word, God's word, that will be found in the mouth of the prophet, became a being, became a person. Right? I will have him amongst us. Hallelujah. Those are so very important. We'll see all this in the coming days. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, the word logos is used for what is written. Right? So that means, when he said the word is a lamp unto my feet, it means we can find direction. God leads us in his word. Is that what is God's word? What is God's voice? You have it with you every day. That is the scripture.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That is the scripture. You have it with you. God leads us with his written word. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Thy word is light to my path.
You listen to that?
Light. Light. Hallelujah. So that means staying on God's word.
We're going to look at how to stay on God's word.
Hallelujah. How to find direction in God's word. Hallelujah. So, you know, let me just say staying on God's word. Let's leave the other part finding direction. Hallelujah. So staying on God's word is you finding direction. Hope you're following me. Just staying on God's word. Because when it comes to the leading of the Spirit, God will lead you first. In fact, primarily, God's leading is towards God's plan for the earth. God's leading doesn't oppose his plan. So what is scripture? Scripture reveals God's plan, purpose, and pursuit.
Hallelujah.
That is God's leading. Revelation. That is God's leading.
So what is God's voice?
Read your scripture. That's God's voice. Hallelujah. What is God saying? Read the scripture. That is why, listen, you shouldn't joke with the correct interpretation of scripture. So you know what? We're having a teaching on explaining scripture in the light of our days, right? Or answering today's questions from scriptures, right? Right? Hallelujah. Not in the light of our days. The light of our day is never light. Explaining today's issue from scriptures, right? Answering today's questions from scriptures. Very vital. Because see, you can't do away with rightly interpreting scripture. That means, if I don't rightly interpret scriptures, you see how important scriptural interpretation is? If I don't rightly interpret scriptures, I will be misleading myself. Okay, follow me. Amen? So that means, God's leading is found in scriptures well explained. Well explained. Mark that word in capital letters. Well explained. So if scriptures are not well explained, I would not be following God's leading. Hallelujah. So scriptures well explained is God's leading. What is God leading us to do in our work today? Get to the scriptures. Where does God want me to do? Get to the scriptures. When you get to the scriptures and interpret scriptures well, you'll know what God wants you to do will be through the local church. Hallelujah. You find it there. Say, I'm led not to go to church again. You are led by the devil. It can be God. God can lead you not to go to church again. The Spirit and the Word agree, right? Have we said to that? Look at what God will speak to tell Joshua after Moses was dead. Joshua 1:8. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your, for thou shalt meditate what? Therein day and night. Did you see that? Now, when you use that word meditate, is the word in the Hebrew Hagar. Hagar is used for how you make a sound like a lion. How you roar the world, right? So that means, he says, you shall meditate on it day and night. Day and night. So that means, look at what it means. It means that I must stay with God's word and say God's word. Amen? He said that thou mayest observe. So do according to all others within there. He said only then thou shalt make thy way. Do you see? Is that leading? Prosperous and have good success. That is leading. So leading will be found in scriptures. God's leading, you will know from the scriptures. Hallelujah. He is speaking to a man that will lead people and he says, stay with the words of Moses. How about that? Amen? Amen? Don't stay with the written word. That's what he's telling him. Stay with the written word. You are sure. Hallelujah. You know, many a time, people don't even understand what leading is. So they read scriptures morning and night. They read their scriptures and they say, I don't think God is leading me, though. Reading that scriptures, you will find God's leading. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. You find God's leading from the scriptures. Paul would tell, if I got to Paul, Moses will write to the children of Israel, say, when you get to the land, he writes for them the duties of the priest, writes to them the duties of the king. Why would he write that to them? That they will be led well. Did you see that? God will now tell Joshua, follow Moses' words. You will not make mistake. Did you see that? You will not make mistake. How about that? God. That's why I say God never speaks down on his people. God never does that. So you as a cell leader, learn that. God never speaks down on his people. God could have even got his message, see, Joshua, Moses is gone, fashion Moses. Me, I will lead you. I will lead you specifically and uniquely. I want to hear that specific, unique book. Amen. God leads us with the words of his men. We'll get there next week. Hallelujah. God leads us with the words of his men. With the written word, he leads you. Glory to God. Amen. So let's find out what God will, whether we should pray about the matter. No. Tell me so. When you have light, Pastor Shegun will say, I am looking for light. What you will find is darkness. You have light already. Hallelujah. You have light already. What are you looking for? You have light. So stay with the world. Hallelujah. The world is light to your path. The word is lamp to your feet. Hallelujah. Try to stay with the written word. Stay to do that. Stay to do that. Stay with the written word. You know what to do for that. With the written word, stay with the written word. Hallelujah. Stay with the written word. Stay with scriptures well explained. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, I have something. I say, therefore, a believer who studies the scripture well can't say he doesn't know God's leading. Maybe you say, I don't know God's leading. Maybe you are not studying well. Hallelujah. God's leading is in the scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's leading is in the scripture, and what the spirit, the leading of God's spirit is found from the scripture. They will always agree. What are you hearing me? They will always agree. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the written word is how God leads us. God leads us with the written word. God leads us with the written word. Then thou shalt meditate. So that means I will spend time on God's word. I will spend time, more time, devotion to God's word. Spend more time on God's word. And I can't be confused. I can't be confused. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember, I told us that scriptures, I want to cast your mind back. For those of you who are not there, or who have listened, or who have listened, if I want to cast your mind back, that scriptures are what? I don't know. How many people can remember? What is scriptures? Scriptures are what? They are revelations of the Spirit made available for your mind to comprehend. Right? Whatever we said? Scriptures are revelations in the Spirit made available for your mind to comprehend. Because your mind is needed to follow the leading of the Spirit. So therefore, I should learn to spend more time. It's something I want to tell you for this week. So we'll meet next week talking. So I will have to spend more time on God's word than the social media. I will have to spend more time on God's word. Spend time on God's word than movies, than TV. We spoke about social media influencers, right? Social media influencers, how they are able to influence people's mind in certain ways, right? And you begin to think that way. Yeah? Today some people don't know, some people are afraid to buy banana in Benin. Social media. Yeah? That's it. Whether I will buy banana, you'll be hearing my banana, my banana. Just social media. They make you think one way.
Amen?
Make you think that the second best player is the world best player. They help you to think one way. Yeah? You know, today, they're helping most Nigerians think one way. They are asking to go to win Champions League because of the boy Jesus. Religious social media. Religious campaign. Somebody was shouting, they say, redemption has come. So now that stood, look, because of Jesus, he said, now that stood what scripture meant by redemption. He said, he said, because when you see what is happening to us now, I said, keep quiet, keep quiet. Don't embarrass yourself. The woman went that before. Because when you begin to build your doctrine based on that, now imagine Jesus now have injury. And say, what is the spirit saying? Because your spirit has been misleading you from preceding.
Yes, now.
Even his life had been issued. What does it mean? The spirit of the believer can be wounded. You are not well. You just be careful. Just on the side. But very important. So, the same way, people spend their time on social media. You are being influenced in a certain way to think in a certain pattern. Right? Right? Not you, yeah? The same way. Why? Now, why do they want you to think in that pattern? It is because they know you can only operate with your mind. Do you get me? With your mind. So, also, you have God's spirit. You have God's living in your spirit. Hallelujah. So, they might spend my time on God's word. Hallelujah. My mind is influenced. With God's word, with information available to me in the spirit, with light available to me in the spirit, so my understanding is enlightened. Hallelujah. To see as it is, to think as it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I will spend more time with the word than any other thing in the coming days, the coming years, in the coming decades, in the coming centuries. Hallelujah. Have you learned something tonight? Amen. So let's join our feet as we thank the Lord.